Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
This is Healthy Children, brought to you by the American Academy of Pediatrics on RadioMD.com. Here's Melanie Cole, MS.
Pizza. Kids love it. Adults love it. And it contributes to a higher calorie, saturated fat, and sodium intake in children and teens' diets. It's the second largest contributor to caloric and nutrient intake in children's diets, and its impact on maintaining healthy weight is very important. My guest today is Dr. Lisa Powell. She's a professor in the Division of Health Policy and Administration in the School of Public Health at the University of Illinois in Chicago. Dr. Powell, welcome to the show. So pizza, like the most popular food for kids and teens and even adults, tell us a little bit about this study and what does it mean for the kids that are eating pizza a couple of times a week? Are we supposed to stop them from doing that, or can we make pizza a healthier way to do things?
Well, absolutely. So what we wanted to look at here was, you know, we already knew that pizza was a high contributor to calories and it was eaten quite often. But we wanted to see where, you know, were these trends persisting? So we looked at some of the more recent data, and what we found was that children aged 2 to 11 on any given day, are 20% of them are consuming pizza, and 23% of adolescents are consuming pizza. And when they do so, they're taking in a lot of calories. And so what we found is that we wanted to look at, we used data on multiple 24-hour dietary recall. So for the same kids, on a day they eat pizza compared to a day that they don't, you know, the question is, do we care that they're eating so much of it? So does it add to extra calories or nutrients that we want to think about limiting? And what we found is that, yes, it does. So for children aged 2 to 11, we found that on a day they eat pizza, they're taking in an extra 84 calories, 2.8 grams of saturated fat, and 134 extra milligrams of sodium. And for adolescents, we found larger adverse effects. So we have found that they were taking in an extra 230 calories, an extra 5.4 grams of saturated fat, and almost 500 milligrams extra of sodium. So quite a lot of additional intake on calories and nutrients that really kids are already over-consuming and we want to think about limiting.
Yikes. Do the quality of the nutrients, because, you know, pizza from California Pizza Kitchen is different than pizza from Lou Malnati's, or pizza, you know, is the type of cheese, if we're using a good all-natural mozzarella versus the stuff out of the bag that has tons of sodium in it, do any of these things make a difference?
So absolutely. So, you know, in this study, we looked at averages. So these are looking at across, you know, on days that you eat pizza. We knew where the source of the pizza was. So some of the nutrients, you know, that are taken into consideration in the study are impacted on the source. But the study was not able to look at, for example, so if we knew that an individual was getting pizza from fast food, so it uses the USDA nutrient database, there would be an average for, pepperoni pizza or a cheese pizza or whatever it might be, different types of pizza. But of course, there is variation within those. So, you know, some of the implications of this is that if on average across all the types of either store-bought pizza or fast food or restaurant pizza that people are eating, if you, for example, are taking in these additional calories or saturated fat or sodium, really the policy implications or the implications for parents are that you really want to be looking for those types of pizzas that might, as you say, be lower in some of these nutrients that we want to limit, have more natural products. You know, we need to get away from a lot of the processed foods that we're eating. And so one of the things is looking for those sort of, for parents, put your pizza dollars into pizzas that are healthier. Also, you know, I think we really could look to some of the food manufacturers and some of the restaurants to say, look, on average, we know that, you know, we're getting these extra calories, saturated fat, and sodium. Could you look towards reducing some of these nutrients in your pizzas that you're making? So bringing down the saturated fat, bringing down the sodium. You know, we've seen that in bread. Bread companies have been bringing down sodium slowly in bread. People aren't even noticing. No one's complaining. So, ideally, we're not at all saying don't eat pizza. We are saying perhaps eat a little less of it more often. You know, eating it 20% of the time, that's a high number. And when you do eat it, instead of eating maybe four or five slices, maybe eat one or two slices, or two slices, and pair it with the salad. So don't make it your entire meal. And then the third thing is, you know, we're saying, well, let's change the nutrient content. This is, you know, it's a prevalent consumption item. Even if it comes down a bit, it'll still remain a pretty prevalent item. So let's maybe think about changing the nutrient content. And if we do that, we could really have some broad population reach in terms of changing diets of kids.
Rock on. Hear, hear, because every time I know frozen pizzas are the worst. The ones you buy at the store they are so processed, you can't even read the ingredients. There's preservatives. It's crazy. So frozen pizzas, we know, Dr. Powell, out the window. But if we're going to have pizza from a fast food place, delivery place, or even a good restaurant pizza, if we're adding things like spinach, having the kids have a salad along with the pizza, maybe they won't eat as much of the pizza, but adding things like spinach, make sure there's tomatoes, keeping away from the sausage, the pepperoni, all of these things are going to help. And do you think, kids don't really necessarily notice. They think that they don't want it on there, but they really don't care as long as it's pizza.
That's right. And if it's healthy from the get-go, kids start eating pizza at a young age because it's tasty, they like it. And if they start from the beginning where there's more natural products on it, less processed items, a little bit less meat or leaner cuts of meat, right? So just small changes at the margin, even if those are made now, kids are going to grow up eating healthier. If the only pizza they knew had whole grain in it, they probably wouldn't be complaining. I think really is making some of these changes so that we don't really notice too much of a difference at least. But it's also in encouraging and making pizza that has a few more vegetables on it the norm, then kids would be used to that.
Absolutely. And the sauce itself, unless we're talking the frozen pizza, but the sauce itself is really not a bad part. It's a tomato sauce. There's lycopene. It's kind of good for you. Maybe, gets the taste buds going a little. But I actually, Dr. Powell, have kids. When I order a pizza and get spinach and mushrooms and onions and peppers, some of my kids' friends will actually pick this stuff off the pizza. And I'm like, if you just ate it, you wouldn't even know the difference picking spinach off the pizza. There's like nothing left but bread and cheese.
Right. So, starting off a small number of vegetables on it and sort of moving over time. Kids can be pickier when they are younger. But I really think, given that we know that the pizza on average that's been eaten across the U.S., on a daily basis by so many kids, we know now that current type of pizza is really just has too much saturated fat and sodium in it. So if we can move away from some of that and just bring that down a bit, it really would make a large difference. And I think that adding additional vegetables to it would only be a bonus on top of that. But, and if we can't get as many more vegetables on it, then have some vegetables on the side so that instead of eating three pieces of pizza, as I said, or four, the kids are eating two pieces and they're having, even if it's just, if they're just plain Jane kids and they just want some raw, carrot sticks on the side or whatever it might be, then just put them on the side.
Well, I'm lucky, Dr. Paul. My kids will eat anything, and they eat very, very healthy. But when my son gets pizza at school, we have to get the schools to hear what you're saying. Are you sending this study and how much it's contributing to childhood obesity around to the school systems? We don't have a lot of time, but how would you suggest we as parents get this study to the schools so that they can look at the pizza they're serving every single day, that if the kids can choose, they will choose every single day, and make that more healthier?
Right. So I think one of the things with the schools, the schools are governed by, they do have nutrition regulations, and USDA just came out with new regs for competitive foods sold at schools. So hopefully within there, there will be some changes over time. But I think this study certainly does suggest, if pizza is offered fairly frequently at schools, then this really shows. I think that there could be an impact and schools have a role to play. But one thing I should note, though, about our study, and this doesn't necessarily mean to say that the pizza at schools is necessarily more healthy
than elsewhere. We only have 20 seconds left.
Well, we didn't find a big impact on pizza at schools, but it could be that other items at schools are not as healthy. But really, overall, we need to make pizza from all sources is a problem, and so we want to make some comprehensive changes, and we should just encourage everyone, even small changes. It's such a prevalent activity, any change is going to help make a difference.
Great information. So parents, start your kids young when they're going to eat pizza, because they're going to do it anyway. Load it up with as much healthy stuff as you can, because that'll kind of guide them to eating a healthier pizza when they're older. This is Melanie Cole, listening to Healthy Children. Stay well.